Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope it encourages you to live and love like Jesus.
God is good. Come on now. God, all the time. God is good. All the time. I'm Pastor John Allen, and God is good. Did you hear the noise at the early parts of our worship service? The children laughing and carrying on? That is beautiful noise. That is a beautiful sound. So thank you, parents, for bringing your kids here today. And what a great day it is. The beginning of Holy Week. The beginning of the greatest week of the year. The crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and redeemer. May these words be your words, O God. For all that I misspeak, may you correct it in our hearing. For all that I don't speak, may you fill in the gaps. Hide me behind the cross, O God, that these words would you be your holy word this day. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the lad was finally old enough to go to the circus with his brother. He was so excited. He looked forward to it for weeks. Because in years past, he would watch his brother and his friends go off to the circus, and they would come back with all the stories about the animals and the clowns and the high wire artist. And so he just counted the days, and finally it came. Well, somehow, right as the troupe of the circus was making their way in their parade toward the big tent, somehow he got separated from his older brother and his older brother's friends. But it didn't really matter to him, because he was watching there the lions, the tigers, the bears. He was so mesmerized by the trapeze artists that were rolling down the street and doing their stunts. Finally, when the clowns came down, he laughed so hard that he cried. And so as the last clown passed by, he ran out and gave him his ticket. And he went home. It was only later that he realized that he'd missed the main event. That he'd only made it for the parade. He'd missed the big circus under the big tent. And because of his ignorance, and because his older brother wasn't there to take care of him, he missed what he had come for. 2,000 years ago, there was another parade. The crowds had heard the rumors that the Messiah was coming to Jerusalem. By Palm Sunday, the miracles of Jesus were well known. With a word, Jesus had silenced the storms, cast out demons, healed the sick, and raised the dead. So the curious crowds gathered along the road from Bethage to Jerusalem, a narrow road, to greet the Savior that was coming to Jerusalem. As you look down from the Mount of Olives, there's a hill and kind of a mount there that goes down into the Kidron Valley, and then it goes up to the walls of Jerusalem. And the way that you go from the Mount of Olives, or Bethage, to Jerusalem, it's a winding road, very, very narrow. A winding road that winds down, and then at the depth of the valley, it makes its way around the Kidron, and then up to the Golden Gate. It was tradition that one day the Messiah would come riding on a colt, a donkey. That one day the Messiah would come that first day of the week before the Passover. That one day the Messiah would come from the Mount of Olives and to make his way down through the Kidron Valley and then up through the Golden Gate. The gate of the Messiah. The gate that presented itself right at the temple of the Jews. And so Jesus did. On Palm Sunday, he made his way down from Bethage through the Kidron Valley up to the Golden Gate, and the people shouted, "Hosanna." Even the colt that Jesus rode, that the owner really didn't know what was going to happen to it, was under the control of God. And what the Gospels want us to know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is that God is in control of every detail of this week. There's not one thing that happens from Palm Sunday until Easter morn that God does not have control over what is happening. Mark tells us in verse 8, "Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields." Palm Sunday is a story of a parade of the Messiah. The people were looking for a mighty deliverer, and they went home with that expectation that the Messiah would come and overthrow the Roman Empire, that the Messiah would come and free them from the oppression that they had suffered under for so many years. But Jesus was not what they expected. So as Jesus entered Jerusalem, they went home, just like a little boy at the circus. They missed the main event. They missed the reason that Jesus came to Jerusalem in the first place. They missed the main events of Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. They missed Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, serving the bread and the cup in the upper room on Holy Thursday with the words, "This is my body, this is my blood." They missed Jesus' intense time of prayer in the garden. They missed the kiss of betrayal. Jesus found guilty in an unjust trial. The denial of his lead disciple, the beatings, the insults, and his agonizing death on a cross. People joined in the parade, but they missed where the parade was headed. They were looking in the wrong direction and missed the real Jesus sacrificing himself to show us how much God loves us. Worst of all, they missed the glory that was to be revealed on Easter Sunday morning and the resurrection and the new life, eternal life, that God was offering through Jesus Christ. Mark continues with the words of those followers, those who gathered for the parade. "Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest.'" Hosanna is an interesting word. On the one hand, the word is used as an expression of praise, joy, and happiness. They were joyous, they were happy that finally their deliverance was coming. But they didn't realize that the very meaning of the word itself, really, on the other hand, was what they were crying for on the inside. On the other hand, the word Hosanna comes from two Hebrew words, Yasha and Na. Yasha means deliver or help us. Na means we pray now. Together, literally, Hosanna means deliver us, we pray. Hosanna, Hosanna, help us. We pray now, Jesus be the liberator who arrives in triumph. Jesus was not what they expected. Jesus arrived on a donkey as was promised, as a sign of humility and peace, but not to bring a revolutionary war. To make matters worse, instead of attacking the Roman authorities, as they thought he would when he went into Jerusalem, Jesus instead attacks the religious leaders, going into the temple within the first 24 hours and turning over the tables of the Jewish leaders and criticizing and condemning them for their action, for they did not include all people in their religious practice, including only who they considered to be chosen. They left out those who needed God the worst. The crowd does not know the real Jesus. In fact, Matthew tells us in verse 10 these words. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Who is this? I mean, have they not been following Jesus? Have they not been hearing the stories of Jesus? Have they not heard the words of Jesus himself? And the answer? A prophet? Is that all that Jesus comes to be? A prophet? They are totally misled and totally without understanding. Matthew wants us to know that the crowd has no clue who the real Jesus is. Who is this? Jesus was not the one they expected. And when Jesus enters Jerusalem, the crowds disperse and disappear, like the little boy who watches only the parade and misses the main event. The crowd misses the real Jesus. It is no wonder that in 5 days their hosannas would turn completely different to the words, "Crucify him, crucify him." In 5 days, hope turns to betrayal. The religious leaders arrest him as a blasphemer and antichrist. By Friday, this enthusiastic crowd who lined the road that went through the Kidron Valley up to the Golden Gate, they are now lining the streets inside Jerusalem, cursing, mocking, spitting, shrieking, death and good riddance. So for the crowds, Jesus the Liberator is dead. And so who is the real Jesus? Who is the real Jesus? Luke gives us some sense of this in his words in chapter 19, 41 and 42. As he came near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes." It is only Luke that gives us insight into the heart of Jesus. Luke says, as he came near and saw the city, he wept over it. I can only imagine Jesus as he's standing on the Mount of Olives, and he's looking literally down into Jerusalem. And there, Jerusalem, you would see the walls and some of the buildings inside of the walls, and then the temple would rise up in glory above those walls. And Jesus, I can imagine him standing there and seeing the people crowding now in the valley, and those who were crowding into Jerusalem for the Passover feast. And he weeps. He weeps because for 3 years, he's tried to let them know who he is. And they don't understand. Even his disciples don't understand. For 3 years, he has tried. And we don't understand. And so he weeps. He weeps at the loss. The loss in our misunderstanding. For me, the tears of Jesus speak to his deep love, even for those who will condemn him. In fact, on the cross, he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The real Jesus weeps for the souls of all who will miss the power of the sacrificial love of God and the glory of the kingdom of eternal life. Jesus weeps over the limits we put on God. Jesus weeps because he can see the power of God's love hidden to so many human eyes. Jesus weeps because he knows that as the nails are driven into his hands, even his closest followers will desert him. Too many have missed what God can do through Jesus Christ when the worst of life comes to us. Too many of us have just simply, as observers, looked at the parade. We show up when it benefits us. When it looks as if the power of God's divine has failed, we disappear. When it looks as if everything and everyone is against the things of God and God's people, we retreat. If this week teaches us anything, it is that the battle for our souls can only be won in the darkest hours of life. For us, Palm Sunday is a day of expectation, literally a day of expectation, of looking forward to what the week will bring us. But we also know that in the darkest moment of our lives, the real Jesus has already won the battle. So what shall we say about the cross in light of the events of Holy Week? What shall we say? We shall say, the love of God prevails through the worst that life can bring us. Even when love seems to fail, as the hammer rings down on the nails as they impale the hands of Jesus to the cross, we know that as bad as it looks, Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. George Matheson was a wealthy man in his day, and so he was quite a popular bachelor. There were lots of friends that would gather around him for his parties and such. He was engaged to be married to a very beautiful woman. But a particular disease struck him and he became blind. And in his blindness, his friends doubted that his wealth would last. And so they trickled away. His fiancée left him. And she even said these words. I mean, she didn't break it off with, I don't love you anymore, or, you know, this is just not working out, or, you know, God has another plan for me. She just told him flat out, I am not going to care for a blind man. Matheson was devastated. Would he be cynical? Would he be bitter? Would he be hopeless? Would he curse God? Not George Matheson. Instead, he sat down and wrote one of our most treasured hymns. O love that will not let me go. O love that will not let me go. In loneliness, in abandonment, in betrayal. O love that will not let me go. How can he testify, O light that follows all my way, O joy that seeks me through my pain, O cross that raises up my head? Matheson knew. When he looked at the cruelty and abandonment of the cross of Christ, at the very moment life appears God forsaken, Matheson knew that it's at that moment love prevails. You see, God's power resides in transforming the worst that life can bring, granting us strength and courage, not doing away with it, but rather giving us the ability to walk that lonesome valley. God's power lies in enabling us to testify with George Matheson when the world looks like chaos and decay, and when it looks as if evil will carry the day. God's power enables us finally to testify and, yes, sing, O love that will not let me go, that will not let me go. So don't let it go. This week, as you walk through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as you remember the words of Jesus at the Last Supper, that you hear the words of Jesus from the cross on Friday, don't turn your ticket in. For when we hear the hammer of the ringing of the nails, it is the sound of love. It is the sound of glory. It is the sound of victory that is coming. The question for us is, will we miss the real Jesus? Where will we be when the main event of the holiest week of Jesus comes? Will we join the drifting crowds that gives into the darkness before the victory comes? Will we join the conspiring and threatening Jewish leaders because the call of Christ requires too much change that just cost too much? Or will we join those at the foot of the cross who stand with Jesus through the darkness, who know that glory is coming? Only a few will stand with Jesus and the sacrificial love he offers. They will be the ones who hear the tearing of the flesh as the hammer bears down on the nails that are driven into Jesus' hands. They will be the ones who hear every last word that Jesus speaks, for they know that no matter how bad it gets on Friday, Sunday's coming. Sunday is coming. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.